This last August, I went to the corner farmer's market, not so much because I needed any produce, but after the last year, what I really was craving was people. Just past the tomatoes and the flowers, I spotted a tent that read, Screw City Food Co-op. My heart sang and I literally danced over to the table. I met two friendly co-op owners, Raymond and Susan. I quickly learned that no, we do not have a brick and mortar location in Rockford yet, but if I joined, I could be part of a growing community-based grocery store. Sign me up. What's the big deal about grocery stores? Rockford folks may remember Highlander, Logley, and our beloved 320. The owner of 320, Dennis, not only knew my name, but he also knew my favorites, figs and raspberries. And that meant a lot to me. These were not co-ops, but locally owned stores that have been slowly replaced by big box chains. Food co-ops take it a step further. They are not only locally owned, but owned by the community, by you and me. If you decide to join us, that is. Anyone can shop there. However, as an owner, you get a small discount and a vote as to what is sold and other decisions. We get to have input. How great is that? Co-op principles include education, cooperation, and community. They support local farms and producers, pay fair wages, and by being locally owned, much of the profit goes directly back into our own community. Honestly, they're just kind of cool. Does any of this line up with your values? Would you like to make a positive impact on our community? We'd love for you to join us in the movement in Rockford or at the co-op closest to your own town. I'm Kristen Rittenhouse, and that's my perspective.